Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Terry Roberts was born and raised in Asheville, North Carolina. He's the author of 5 novels and the winner of the Willie Morris Prize for Southern Fiction, the Sir Walter Raleigh Award for Fiction, the Thomas Wolfe Memorial Literary Award, and the James Still Award for writing about the Appalachian South. Much of Terry's writing takes place in and around Madison County, and as it does naturally in Madison County, music finds its way into much of Terry's work, including novels entitled A Short Time to Stay Here and That Bright Land. We sat down with Terry to talk about his work, his place, and the ways that music and writing parallel.
Little birdie, little birdie, sang to me your song. Singing it while I'm with you, I can hear you when I'm gone.
Terry shared about his family's ties to Madison County and the intersection between place, music, and storytelling.
My dad's family farmed in Madison County, mostly in Big Pine, Little Pine, Anderson Cove, and that territory. From almost the time of the Revolutionary War, the first one there got there before 1800. So then there's a successive line of Robertses and Andersons and Goforths, et cetera, et cetera. Josh Goforth and I claim cousinhood. And so there's a long, tangled, dramatic, sometimes violent history that in a way for me helps define who I am. You know, I study that history and then in a more proactive way write about those people and places and in an imaginative way. In other words, I write fiction, not memoir, and not family history. Once or twice a you know, my great-great-grandfather, for example, shows up in That Bright Land. But other than that, I'm writing about a place and generations of people that are my people, but not necessarily by blood. What's interesting about that when it comes to music is that music, of course, is so much a part of that place. And as in thinking about our conversation, it hit me that most of the really fine musicians I know, not all, but most, are really great storytellers. When you stop and think about it, you know, I mean, think about, oh, I don't know, Joe Penland or Sheila Kay Adams, you know, you can raise your hand and say, well, what about the flood? And it'll be 30 minutes later and you'll have heard 16 jokes and, you know, 4 family reunion stories before they ever get around to singing the song about the flood, you know? So I think there's a really sort of thin, semi-permeable membrane between storytelling in the mountains and singing in the mountains.
Through his writing, Terry identifies most directly with the singers and storytellers of Western North Carolina.
I haven't fully articulated, we're trying to do the same things, I think. We're getting a certain kind of music alive, but also make it contemporary, just as you say. But we're also, I think, trying to keep a kind of cultural sensibility and place and time alive in a way that doesn't demean it, as in this is how it used to be, Sonny. You know, but rather this is how it is. This is the human condition. This is the ballads, for example, hundreds of years old, but they kept singing them for a reason. And I think the reason is that they get at the core of what it is to be human.
Terry's first novel, A Short Time to Stay Here, is set in Hot Springs during the First World War.
Yeah, A Short Time to Stay Here is a line from Little Birdie, which as far as I know is traditional. It's there may be a songwriter back there in the mists of time, but I don't know it. At some point, because of Jane Gentry's presence, I think I was really looking that traditional songs to see if there was something that would, just jump out at me. And when I heard Little Birdie, my pet theory is it's a prison song. It's being sung by a man who's incarcerated and he has a short time to stay here and a long time to be gone, he hopes. But then it's also, of course, a short time to stay here on this earth and a long time to be dead, not on this earth. So all of that just sort of resonated. And so I came to that lyric, and it felt to me right. And this is, I don't think people pick up on this particularly, because the novel itself is set in the German internment camp during in Hot Springs during World War I. And so it's a novel behind the wire. It's within the fences. The part of the message is that Stephen Robbins, the narrator of the novel, is just as much a quote prisoner unquote as are the Germans. And so this notion that somehow the experiences that are recounted in the novel are more intense and more compelling because we all have only a short time to stay here. And it's a war novel, among other things. It's a war story and a love story. But the war story part of it is clearly sends the message that life is short and fragile, and we have only a short time. I hope it intensifies the what Stephen and Anna and the others are going through.
Terry's second novel, That Bright Land, also takes place in Hot Springs, but is set after the Civil War as Jacob Ballard returns to his home for a job involving veterans' benefits.
The second one, That Bright Land, is a line. It's not always sung that way, but it's from Wayfaring Stranger. I'm proud to say Johnny Cash sings it that way. He says that bright land to which we go is one of the lines from Wayfaring Stranger, and that's used as an epigraph in the novel. And it's interesting. It's a reference to heaven, I think, primarily in the song itself. But in the novel, it's about a man who's been away for a long, long, long time, and is coming home almost against his will. But then once he's there, he begins to wake up to who he is through his memory primarily. And his memories of place and his memories of his family, his father in particular. And so he's in a real sense, a Thomas Wolfian sense, he's returning home. It might be the you can go home again sort of thing in
The
it.
family members Terry spent the most time with weren't musicians, but they were storytellers.
But what I did grow up hearing was really fine, spontaneous, colorful, often profane storytelling. I think just sinks deep. As a child, I heard my father and my grandmother tell stories about Madison County, but also about the world.
We know that it's the rhythm of music that makes us want to move our bodies, but the rhythm of music and writing might not really be so different.
In theory, each writer, each musician, each storyteller lives out of their own body, their own breath, their own heartbeat, and so there's a way in which even two musicians who play together for a long time still are individuals, I suspect. And I think that's true of writers. I mean, one of the differences is, of course, we do a lot of what we do in alone. It's, lonely long distance running is a famous line, and so it's all, and you said it well, it's all in my head.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, no toil nor danger in that bright land to which I go.
Terry tried defining the music of Western North Carolina, and identified another similarity between mountain music and mountain riding.
What is it? It's like breath. It's like storytelling. It's how we know who we are. And to me, I guess what we would call old time music, mountain music, and good mountain riding does the same thing. It's a how do we make our way in the world? How do we get on down the road?
You can find out more about Terry Roberts and his work at terryrobertsauthor.com. To learn more about the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, visit blueridgemusicnc.com.
Down the road he come to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the road.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.